This week, we're checking up on what the Bush administration labeled a surge of troops in Iraq's capital. Yesterday, our correspondent in Baghdad said the U.S. security effort has worked in some places, but has also caused killing to shift elsewhere. Today, we've called Joost Hiltjeman. He's Middle East Project Director for the International Crisis Group. Mr. Hiltjeman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Is Baghdad safer than it was a few weeks ago?
In the relative terms, yes, it has been safer, mostly because the Shiite militias have refrained in the last few weeks from responding to the severe provocations they face in the form of suicide bombings carried out by certain jihadi insurgents.
Let me try to understand this. You've got Shiite Muslims, you've got Sunni insurgents. One group has responded to this surge by attacking more. The other has responded by trying to stand down and attack less.
That's correct. The insurgents and the Mahdi army fighters are still there. They are just not showing themselves. But the Al-Qaeda in Iraq group has stepped up its suicide bombings in order first to put the lie to the notion that the surge is succeeding, and secondly, to provoke the Mahdi army to come out into the open and then become subject to American attack. In other words, both sides, in a way, are trying to have the U.S. forces fight their dirty war for them.
Well, is this the kind of change that can produce lasting results?
It could, but only if a concerted effort is undertaken by the Bush administration to forge a lasting political compromise between the various groups in Iraq, and I include the insurgents, at least the nationalist insurgents, among these.
And has any progress been made in the last few weeks?
No, we have seen no sign so far that this is the intent, and I think if there is any indication that the Bush administration wants to do it, it has so far placed the weight of any move toward political reconciliation on the shoulders of the Iraqi government. And to us, as the International Crisis Group, we think this is not sufficient. The Iraqi government is very weak and dysfunctional. It is also a party to the sectarian conflict. It has no real willingness to move toward reconciliation with groups that it considers part of the former regime that suppressed and discriminated against the Shiite majority.
Well, let me understand this, because the security plan has been described as an effort to buy time so that the Iraqi government can get its act together and be more effective in pacifying the country. Are you saying that time is not being used?
I don't think this government can deliver on these benchmarks. Already we are seeing postponements on key issues that need to be decided. For example, the passage of a legislative package on the oil issue, which is really critical in gluing back together this dysfunctional Iraqi state. There is also insufficient progress on the issue of de-Ba'athification. And I think the constitutional review process, which is underway, has also not made any progress so far and is unlikely to lead to any results simply because of the Kurdish veto over the key issues such as federalism and Kirkuk.
When you talk with your Iraqi political sources about the progress they're making or not making, is there a sense that time is short?
Yes, I think everybody is enjoying the relative peace in Baghdad, but everyone is also disconcerted about the higher level of attacks outside Baghdad. And I've just seen no sign at all among my Iraqi colleagues that they think the situation is going to improve anytime soon. They're just enjoying the current relative peace.
Mr. Hiltjeman, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Joost Hiltjeman is Middle East Project Director for the International Crisis Group, and we've reached him in Amman, Jordan.